Welcome to the Advisor Pact monthly session. This is the program to help you implement truly comprehensive financial services, but not at any level, at a level in which your clients are so impressed with what you're providing for them that you become indispensable. And the goal is for your clients to take over the marketing for your firm. And it's the goal of this program to deliver at such a high level that your clients can't resist introducing you to everyone that they know. And the basis of the program is the Advisor Pact Pledge. This is the pledge that you'll make to every single client. The reason you're in this program is to learn more about how to deliver upon this pledge that you make to every ideal client. And this aligns perfectly with the four client expectations that we've studied for over 16 years, that we realize that clients are seeking and can't seem to find anywhere at any price. Not every affluent client is seeking truly comprehensive financial services. However, the ones that are tremendously underserved. It's the most underserved market in the financial services industry today, and it's a huge gap and a huge opportunity for you to fill it. And it's these four things that affluent clients who are seeking comprehensive financial services say that they cannot find anywhere. And so that's our goal. Now, what we're going to do today is different. I can promise you that the way we're going to cover your business model is in a manner that you've probably never seen before. The goal of our session today is to create a paradigm shift in your mind. It's for you to view your business in such a drastically and radically different way that if we're successful today, you're going to start on a journey after this session to begin implementing your services for clients in a way that radically differentiates you from any other advisor that your potential clients could find. So let's get to it. Now, stick with me here. My first question is, as trusted advisor, what do you have in common with Obi-Wan Kenobi? Now, I'm going to make sure this is going to sound like we're going off far on a tangent here, because I'm going to talk about some of the most classic stories and movie themes that we've encountered in our lifetimes. But trust me, I'm going to pull it all together. In the end, I'm going to wrap it up with a big bow on top so that you understand exactly how this connects with your business and how to implement your business in such a way that that you're going to view your business in a way you never have before. So, what do you have in common with Obi-Wan Kenobi, but not just Obi-Wan? It's what do you have in common with all the great mentors in the classic movie superhero themes? So I think the point here is, as hard as it may be for you to believe at the moment, your goal after today is going to be to have quite a bit in common with these three individuals, at least in the minds of your client. So we're going to explore today how to create what in essence is called the hero's journey for your client. And we're going to follow a classic storyline so that you can clearly understand how this fits in with your business and how you can deliver your services in a way that no other advisor in your community is doing it. And in a way that's not offbeat. We're not talking about delivering Star Wars or The Matrix or Superman to your clients. No, we're just basically talking about how to harness your business and view your business in a little bit different way so that the way your client experiences what you do is radically different from the experience they have with any of your other competitors, any other financial advisors out there that they could work with. So if you implement this system, the Advisor Pact system, well, then you will have quite a bit in common with these mentors. So let me kind of back up. I think to understand the business model, the way we're going to present it and have you frame it and have you think about it today, is I want to introduce a name that you may be aware of. Have you heard of the name Joseph Campbell? Joseph Campbell was an author, lecturer. I always laugh at the term mythologist. You know, I wonder if he had that on his business card, Joseph Campbell, mythologist. But what he's really known for is identifying and documenting and really laying out for us something that is really a timeless model, a timeless storyline. It's called The Hero's Journey. And so Joseph Campbell is the one that studied all the great stories in history and basically outlined what we now call the hero's journey in such a way that that these big blockbuster superhero movies that we're familiar with follows this hero's journey. Whether it's Star Wars, whether it's The Matrix, whether it's Superman, Harry Potter, all of these stories, if you understand the hero's journey, they follow this classic storyline. And basically what we're going to do today is to show you how to take this storyline, this basic theme, this timeless way of approaching a subject, and harness it in such a way that you can kind of change the mindset of your business to deliver what in essence is the same services that we're teaching and we have always been teaching in the Advisor Pact monthly program, but to understand that in alongside of implementing the mechanics of what we're talking about, that part of radically differentiating yourself from other advisors is creating an extraordinary client experience. See, one thing you have to understand and what the data shows us clearly is as we're studying clients and how they view their relationship with financial advisor and how they prefer to have what they'd really love to have in a relationship with a financial advisor, the one thing that we realized early on in our study is that many clients dislike financial advisors. They're fine with their personal advisor and they put up with them, but oftentimes it's because they just they don't want to change. They don't want to go through the hassle of changing. But at the end of the day, the one thing that you have to know is that clients tend to put financial advisors all in the same bucket. And if you look at the best financial advisors in the world, if you look at the top advisors and what's different about them, is that in addition to creating an extraordinary process and all the things that we teach in the Advisor Pack monthly program about, you know, how to remodel your business so that you're actually doing a whole lot more for a whole lot fewer clients and delivering it at such a high level that clients view you as indispensable. But to do all that in a way that actually delivers an extraordinary experience for the client. And when you study the way even clients that are dealing with some of the top advisors in the world, oftentimes they view the actual experience of working with an advisor as being insufficient, being not extraordinary. And so let's talk about the very small handful of advisors who actually do create an extraordinary client experience, and they're the real deal. It lines up perfectly with actually doing and performing everything that clients actually want and need that they're not getting anywhere else. And let's build a whole new paradigm. Let's build a whole new business. Let's tear down the business the way that it's currently viewed by financial advisors, and let's kind of start from scratch, start with a blank sheet of paper, and redraft how the business would look if your goal was to not only deliver everything that clients want that they can't find, but to deliver it in such a way that it's extraordinary as far as the experience is concerned. So Joseph Campbell outlined for us in a very understandable way what the hero's journey looks like, what it is and what it looks like, and how to replicate it. And it was such a simple framework and such a compelling model that that even George Lucas, who is the creator of Star Wars, discusses the influence of Joseph Campbell's hero's journey at length in the biography of Joseph Campbell. So this model that we're going to go through today is a model that is successful. In other words, when I say successful, what I'm about to cover and outline for you that we call the hero's journey, this theme, this timeless pattern called the hero's journey, this is something that that is successful because it's imprinted on the hearts and minds of people all over the world. It's universally accepted as a model that's inspiring. Okay, so let's look at it. What is the hero's journey? Well, the hero's journey starts off with the individual, the hero, just living their life in the ordinary world. You know, they're working day to day, just doing whatever they were doing in their life, just a normal person conducting a normal life, and nothing special about them. But then something happens. In the hero's journey, there's something called a call to adventure. So something happens in their life where they either understand that there's more out there to life, or they understand something about themselves that they're capable of more, and that perhaps there is a destiny that was laid out for them that before this moment, before this call to adventure, they may have sensed down deep in their soul that there was something there, something more. But until the call to adventure, until that moment, there basically was just an ordinary person living an ordinary life. But after the call to adventure comes the meeting of the mentor. Now, this is where the mentor comes into the story. The individual, let's call them the guide. This is the individual that's going to show the hero the way to the the higher purpose, or to the meaning of their life, or to carry out whatever it is that they were put on earth to do, okay, or whatever planet, I guess. So meeting the mentor, this is an important part of the hero's journey. Now, in the Matrix, the mentor is Morpheus. So Neo, who is the hero in the story, Thomas Anderson, you know, before all this happens in the ordinary world, you know, he's just obsessed. He's on his computer in social media looking for something. He knows that there is something more out there. He's got a question in his mind. And then all of a sudden, there's a call to adventure. So he comes across, I believe, this character named Trinity. But what Neo doesn't understand is that what he's really seeking in the ordinary world at the point that he's, you know, discovers the call to adventure, is what he's seeking is his mentor, and his mentor is Morpheus. So there's this classic scene in the movie where he meets his mentor, and his mentor gives him a choice. You know, you either take the blue pill or the red pill. And the blue pill, you know, this whole thing ends, you go back to the ordinary world, you wake up, nothing happened, and you just go on living your life. However, there's a choice. If you choose to take the red pill, then we're off to the races. You know, the game is on. We're going to move forward. There's more to this life of yours than you ever realized. And so let the adventure begin. So, of course, in the movie, Neo takes the red pill, and off they go. So at that point, after you meet the mentor, then the individual starts, you know, that's where the change occurs. They cross that threshold. They step across that line of faith, and they start moving into the adventure. And at that moment, their life has changed. So, you know, Luke, becomes the hero. Clark becomes Superman, Thomas Anderson becomes Neo, and Peter Parker becomes Spider-Man. So this is the crossing of the threshold, the game is on, and now the adventure begins. So there's, you know, at this point, the story takes on different aspects. You know, there's highs and lows. But at this point, you know, what we don't normally see in the hero's journey is that the hero, now having crossed the threshold, begins a series of episodes where they come to the rescue. So basically, it's a very exciting time in the story where all of a sudden the hero begins actually, you know, meeting some of their objectives. So they cross the threshold and now they're actually doing things in their life or in the world that make a huge difference. And, you know, they start living out their, you know, their purpose for being here on Earth or being their purpose for existence. So they come to the rescue. That's a big part of the hero's journey. And, but then in all these stories, and it's just a kind of a classic, storyline, even if it's not the hero's journey, but basically, at some point they begin encountering adversity. And so it's this point where after they've, you know, been rescuing, things for a while, then all of a sudden they encounter usually an enemy, but it could be circumstances in their life. It could be, a number of things, but in the classic storyline, there is all of a sudden adversity that they have to deal with. And you start to realize, and you begin to realize that there is possibility of failure. So, it's at this point where, you know, it's clear to the individual, the hero, that yes, there is the possibility of achieving all the great things that, that they were meant to achieve, but there are things working against them, which could actually cause failure. So they confront the adversity. But they begin to dig their way out. And that is the classic hero's journey. So they start clawing their way out of the adversity. They figure out how to solve the problem. They start winning battles against the adversary or the enemy, if there is one. And in some cases, they team up with others. So, an example, you know, perhaps they create a superhero team. Other heroes with complementary skills sometimes come into the story, or elements come into the story that allow the hero to harness other powers or super, you know, heroes or other things that come in as tools to help the hero win the battle. So the classic model of the superhero team, if you want to think of it as a team rather than a set of tools, it would be the Avengers. So you've got all these superheroes that decide, hey, together as a team, we can accomplish far more than we could as individuals. And so they together begin overcoming all the adversities. And then comes the part of the story where they do slay the dragon. And so in the end, you know, Luke meets Darth Vader and, you know, in the process of killing Darth Vader, you know, realizes who Darth Vader is. But the bottom line is the hero prevails. So what in the world does any of this have to do with you? What on earth could this have to do with a trusted advisor in the Advisor Pack Monthly program? Well, do you see it? I mean, do you see what this has to do with you as a trusted advisor? This classic model that's timeless, this storyline that is imprinted on the human spirit that relates to people all over the world, no matter what culture, this is the storyline, and that part of what Joseph Campbell's point was that that this storyline appeals to all humans, regardless of where they are or what their circumstances are. So, what does this have to do with you? Well, the goal here is with the Advisor Pack Monthly program, and just with the Advisor Pack pledge, the whole idea of Advisor Pact is that your ideal client is the hero. And yes, you are their mentor. So the whole point of walking you through this story is to see if you can catch on to this storyline, this classic hero's journey, the way I did and the way the most successful advisors who have implemented our system, this is the way we show them to do it. And all this is it's a paradigm shift in your mind to begin viewing your business as a way to show the client the hero's journey. Your client is the hero, you're the mentor, and the idea is, can you create an experience which is so compelling that your client realizes that, you know, they've come out of the ordinary world, and with you as their mentor, they can cross that threshold and they can begin doing literally remarkable things, things that before meeting with you and working with you, they did not realize that they could accomplish. They may have always sensed that there were greater things in their life. They may have had, and all of us have values that drive our actions and our behavior, but very seldom do people actually connect their values to their goals, and particularly their financial goals. And the point with our program is not only to show you the mechanics of what to do, but to get you to think about this in a way to think, how do I take the mechanics of Advisor Pact, which is nothing more than recreating your business to be more well-aligned with what clients actually want and what they're willing to pay more for, and to fill gaps in their financial lives that are often there, which we've identified in the Advisor Pact model. So it's to implement all that, but in a way where you get your client to, that's so compelling that you get your client to realize that with you, and probably only with you, can they envision the big things in their life, the things that they were meant to accomplish. And with you as their mentor, they will actually accomplish the greatest things in their lives that they have dreamed of. And the goal is to recreate the hero's journey. So that's what we're going to do. So let's lay it side by side. Let me just kind of show you how doing this way, and how to view what we are doing with Advisor Pact and with the methodology that we're sharing with you on how to serve your clients. You know, let me just show you how your client's hero's journey lays in next to Joseph Campbell's hero's journey. So, okay, so your clients in their life, they're living in the ordinary world. This is, you know, they're unaware of you. They've never heard of you. They don't know of your business. And they may have a sense that there's more to life. And as a matter of fact, our ideal clients that we deal with, they're almost always highly successful individuals. But that's not to say that there aren't still miles to go. And they realize that. So they're living in their ordinary world. They have this sense in their head that there's much more to life than what they've got. Maybe a lot of these ideal clients have been focused primarily on money up until the point in which they meet you, and now they're focused. But they've always had this kind of nagging feeling that they know that there are things in life more important than money. They just don't focus enough time on those things, or they realize that from a goal standpoint, there's just so much that they want to accomplish, things that they were put on earth to do that they have yet to accomplish. So they're living in their ordinary world. They have these general senses, and then they actually, something happens and they realize that there's more. They encounter you. They become aware of you. They may have not met you yet, but they start to realize somehow through possibly talking to other clients of yours who are explaining to them that you exist and that there is an advisor out there who can, you know, show you how to accomplish greater things, you know, get your financial house in order while at the same time accomplish every objective that you've laid out for yourself in life. But before they meet you, they realize somehow that there is absolutely more, and this becomes very appealing to them. They start to get really attracted to this idea that there's more, and they develop a hunger for this. And then they meet you, And so this is a conversion experience. They have their initial meeting with you, and that is a game changer. So now, up to this point, these three steps, if you want to think of it that way, these three elements of the hero's journey, this is what precedes the Advisor Pact monthly program. So we're very clear when you join this program that you have to have your own client acquisition process. You have to have a method of interacting with new potential clients that's compelling. We take a different, and I'm not going to pause for a long time on this, but I think it's important to say it often. It's that, you know, part of the problem in our industry, and as we study affluent clients, they confirm this, it is that there's been in the past a too much of an emphasis in our industry on the front end process. You could call it the sales process. You could just simply call it the client acquisition process. But whatever you want to call it, clients tend not to like it historically. They feel like they're being sold. When they meet a financial advisor in the past, if you talk to clients, not advisors, and not talking to advisors about what they're intending to do in the process, in the client acquisition process, because when you actually talk to advisors, you get a whole different story. I mean, typically advisors, their hearts are in the right place. They're trying to make a difference in clients' lives, and they're trying to develop a client acquisition process that's actually a positive experience that helps clients understand, you know, that with working with them, with you, that their life can be different and better. The problem is it doesn't work. It comes off salesy oftentimes. And if I were being generous, I would just say it's not executed in a way that is compelling. It's certainly not a conversion experience, even if advisors kind of think that it is. When you interview affluent clients, they tend to say, you know, you ask them about the initial time they met their financial advisor. You ask, was it an extraordinary experience? Was it a conversion experience? Was it a meeting after you left that meeting? You know, it was like the scales were lifted off your eyes and you could now see a world that you did not even see before you met the advisor. So my point is that our premise of our program is we're not going to train you on the front end. We're not going to, you know, teach you techniques on how there's plenty of programs out there with sales techniques, okay? That's purposely not the premise of our program. The premise of our program was, after studying clients and after implementing it ourselves, we realized that if you realign your business and you actually spend more time focusing on what you're actually going to deliver, align your business model with what clients truly want out of a relationship with a financial advisor, forget what the industry says clients want, but focus only on what clients, affluent clients, not only say that they want, but they're willing to pay more for, and focus on building that. Focus on building an extraordinary business model that provides unique and tremendous value to clients, and then by having that in place, that'll create confidence in you, and word will at some point start getting around so that when people, your affluent potential clients, people in your community start to know that you exist and know what you do and who you are and what you do, then they realize, you know, that at some point there's a tipping point and your potential clients realize that there's no other financial advisor in town that does what you do. In other words, you know, we focus on you building the services that nobody else has in your community. And that is where you invest your time. We're not going to teach you sales techniques on how to sell it, because we can tell you with quite a bit of authority that advisors who spend plenty of time building the back end, that you are building something that clients will market for you, that your clients at some point and the community will, you know, once they understand what you do that's different and better, you know, they will, you know, take over your marketing for you. All right, back to the hero's journey. My point is, all these up to this point, these three things are before the advisor packed monthly program. So my question is your initial client interview this compelling? So as you think about this hero's journey, and you're thinking, wait a minute, okay, so I'm trying to understand this. I'm trying to figure out what Mark's talking about here. How do I create my client experience to line it up with this timeless, compelling hero's journey so that the client realizes there is more to life, and by working with me, they can realize that? Well, in part, a requirement of recreating the hero's journey is that you have a truly compelling initial client interview, so that when you sit down initially with a potential client, when they walk out of that meeting at the end, it's a wow experience. I mean, they have had an extraordinary experience, a conversion experience. So my question to you is your initial client interview that good? I can tell you that the only method that I'm aware of that actually consistently and reliably creates this experience is something I have no connection to. It's called the financial roadmap. So if you don't have, in your opinion, a compelling initial client interview process, and the way you measure that is, is your experience. So look at your existing clients and talk to your existing clients. Take the time to sit down with your best clients and talk about that initial meeting and ask them, they're going to be polite. They like you. They're obviously clients of yours. So they're going to want to, they're not going to want to say anything that's, that they think is impolite. But what your goal in talking with them and what you need to get to the bottom of is, did they leave that meeting with, was the meeting an extraordinary experience? And did they leave that meeting thinking that that was a conversion experience? Like, did they leave just thinking, wow, I now see a whole different future for my financial life than I did an hour ago when I first sat down with this advisor? I think I've, and did in that meeting, they realized, just like Thomas Anderson did with Neo and Luke does with Obi-Wan, did that first meeting with you, make it clear to the client that you're the mentor, you're the individual, unlike any other financial advisor they've met or any other consultant or coach or anything that they've ever met before, you, of all of them, are the only one that may be able to help the client cross that line of faith and actually accomplish the things in their life that they've always planned for and dreamed of and, that they were meant to accomplish. So I'm telling you, the financial roadmap is the only process I'm aware of that actually consistently creates this experience. So just pause there long enough to say, if your client initial client interview is not so powerful that your potential clients are willing to pay for it, then I think you need to look at the financial roadmap as something that you should seriously consider, changing your client acquisition process to using, because it will create a call to adventure. It will do everything we've talked about up to this point. It will create an extraordinary experience. I can tell you that having done, hundreds, almost 1,000 financial roadmaps in my career, that I've had every experience. The most common experience from a potential client is, wow, I've never had a meeting with a financial person, anything like this. It's usually a deeply compelling experience. And in some cases, I'd say a handful of cases, but they're memorable as an advisor, it brings clients to tears. So I think that's a good measure of your existing client acquisition process. Is your meeting so powerful? Is it such a positive emotional experience and that even one client has left your initial meeting in tears of joy, you know, just so emotional that it brought them to tears. So if you've never brought a client to tears in a positive way, and you're in a, you know, obviously if you've brought them to tears because of other reasons, like they're just so upset that, you know, I don't know. I mean, tears can be positive or negative, but I'm talking about in a positive way. If your initial client interview has never brought a single potential client to tears in a positive way, then you need to look into the financial roadmap. And all you need to do, and I'll just say this and then we'll move on, if you should look into Bill Bachrach's organization, Bachrach & Associates. Because they have or you can just Google Advisor Roadmap Virtual Training for Financial Advisors. Here's the link to this page that I'm showing right now, but it's so inexpensive. I mean, for just, you know, I think it's something like $100 a month. You can be trained in the financial roadmap at such a highly skilled level that you can create this call to adventure, have an extraordinary emotional experience for the client so that they meet you and they view you unlike any other financial advisor they've ever met. They don't even view you as a financial advisor. You become the mentor that they've always been looking for. Anyway, this is all client acquisition stuff that we don't deal with. If you've got a client acquisition process that's this compelling, stay with it. Don't change. If you're initial client interview, client acquisition process is not this compelling, then here you go. Here's a resource to change that. But the point is, up to this point, it's up to you. You've got to create the compelling experience up to this point. After that, everything after this point is the Advisor Pack program. So once they meet you, they have the conversion experience, they cross the threshold, you make the Advisor Pact pledge to them, which is part of that conversion experience. They realize for the first time in their life, here's somebody who's actually going to protect me. They've got my back and, you know, pay attention. It's the Advisor Pact pledge that they've never been able to find anywhere else. So everything after this point is the Advisor Pact program. They join your ideal client community. You begin, and so that's the coming to the rescue part. So they've crossed the threshold, they join your ideal client community. The come to the rescue part of the hero's journey is you begin measuring progress. Now, believe it or not, I know, and you actually may have been pretty good at this in the past, but I can tell you in studying affluent clients, it's a very small percentage of affluent clients who say they complain about the meetings with the advisors. They complain about the frequency of the meeting. They complain about in general. They complain about the topics in the meeting. You know that there wasn't a real reason to meet, and oftentimes the meeting is just a performance review or talking about the markets or whatever the case. But it's so you change all that. The come to the rescue part is that you are creating an experience that's different, that's aligned closer with what clients want and will pay more for. You actually, and as I know this is crazy, you may have actually been doing this well in the past, but no meeting with any client fails to measure progress. When you talk to affluent clients, they say this does not happen on a consistent basis with their financial advisors. So you're coming to the rescue in the client progress meeting, every meeting, you're going to report back to the client that they are on track to every one of their goals that they've shared with you. And if they're not, if they're off track on any one of their goals, one or more of their goals, they never leave any meeting without specific recommendations from you of exactly what needs to happen in order for them to get back on track. So what's it worth to a client to always know that they're either on track or at every meeting, they'll get the specific recommendations required. Let's say things drift off course, as they inevitably do for clients from time to time. You're measuring progress, so you have this is part of the Advisor Pact program. You're going to be aware. This is part of the paying attention part of this. You're going to measure progress, and either they're on track or you're going to specifically recommend course corrections that are required to get them back on track. That's the come to the rescue part. And believe me, this in the minds of affluent clients, this is different. This is better. This is a model. This is closer to the hero's journey. This is a hero making progress. Now, there is adversity. The client, you know, the markets don't always go up. Clients have things in their life that are negative. You know, they may, you know, we've had clients, multimillionaires, that have lost their companies for whatever reason, or you know, key corporate employees of big, huge Fortune 100 companies that have, you know, lost their job, gotten laid off or whatever. So there are adversities, but that, you know, can you create, using our program, and we'll show you exactly how to do this, in this measuring progress, can you show a client, your hero, they're the hero, how they're making progress even when they encounter adversity? In other words, it's not an issue that you can protect a client from adversity. It's more that when they encounter adversity, you're going to be the mentor that's sitting there with the tools and the team that's sitting there ready, willing, and able, and prepared to help the client manage through it so that they come out on the other side successful. So they manage adversity. And with you, you're committing to helping show them how to do that. Now, this superhero team, the idea that all of a sudden in the hero's journey, new tools come into place or heroes come into place. This is the Avengers, where many superheroes team up together to accomplish the goal or slay the dragon or whatever. In your case, and this differentiates you, this puts you miles ahead of other advisors, you're not a one-man band. In the advisor pact model, you are going to build and lead a team, a skilled team of subject matter experts. You're going to, at some point, have a tax subject matter expert, a money management subject matter expert, financial planning subject matter expert, insurance subject matter expert, and estate planning subject matter expert. You're going to have a skilled team of five subject matter experts. These are the Avengers. This is your bulletproof team that when your client's encountering diversity, you have the specialists that, you know, just like in the Avengers, they swoop in depending upon the situation and they help the client manage or solve the problem. And so don't discount this. This is something that many advisors that are your competitors, you know, they claim they have teams, but when push comes to shove, when a client actually encounters a problem, the team is either thin or weak, or they're not actually willing to, you know, step up and actually help the client actually manage through a problem. So your team is the real deal, and this creates a radically different experience for the client. This is your superhero team. And then you slay the dragon. What happens in your model is because of your focus, relentless focus on measuring progress and making sure the client's always on track, or, you know, that there are specific recommendations to get them back on track, then at some point clients actually begin accomplishing their goals. Some clients have just one or two goals. Some clients have multiple goals. I've had clients who had 8 or 9 goals or more. I think I've had clients with 14 goals at one point. But the point is, you know, oftentimes these goals have different target dates and dates for accomplishing the goals. So the slaying the dragon metaphor is as your client begins accomplishing the things in their life that they had set out to do, and you're helping them, you know, the financial roadmap does this in a way that nothing else I'd ever seen ever does this. And it's to take what's really important in a client's mind, we call that their values, the things that really drive an individual's behavior. What the financial roadmap does is it helps the client connect, make a connection between their values and their goals. So you can take that compelling initial experience and utilize that across the entire relationship. You know, having the financial roadmap out at every meeting and showing the client how, as they're accomplishing their goals, what's actually happening is they're experiencing their values. As a matter of fact, if you utilize the financial roadmap as your initial client interview, it sets up the entire future relationship to be just that, that you're opening the client's mind to something they've never thought of before. And that is that goals, financial goals, if they think about it, like financial independence or retirement or putting their kids through college or helping their family financially or, you know, whatever goals they have, even, you know, buying a vacation home. That's a perfect example. They want to, you know, so the financial goal might be, you know, your 65-year-old clients, they want to buy a holiday home, you know, by the lake. Okay. So because if you're using the financial roadmap, because you're helping the client make the connection between their values and their goals, this client may very clearly see that the goal really isn't the vacation home by the lake, that the value that's aligned with that is they love their family. And what they're really trying to do is create a gathering place for their children and grandchildren to come from time to time to be together as a family. So, you know, the hero's journey, if you set it up correctly, starts at the very beginning where a client makes the connection that their financial goals are nothing more. Accomplishing financial goals is nothing more than the evidence that they're making really good choices with their money because you're the mentor. And that as they accomplish each and every one of these goals, they're experiencing their values. And the only reason they have these goals is so that they can experience their values. And this creates the hero's journey. So it's on the front end, the client acquisition process. You've got to have a compelling experience that sets up the hero's journey perfectly. And then after that, it's up to you. You don't explain to the client that they're Luke Skywalker or Neo or any of that. You don't explain the hero's journey. You just implement it. You live your life and your business putting the client as the hero, and you help them realize they're going through this classic, timeless storyline. They are the hero, and they are going through the model just exactly the way Joseph Campbell laid it out. Okay, so I think the final thing that I want to cover before we're done is we've talked about your client as the hero, and that's the way to properly run the business so that you create an extraordinary experience as well as delivering the services that clients can't find anywhere and are willing to pay more for. But the point I also want to make is, have you noticed and realized that this program also follows the hero's journey, young Skywalker, and that you are the hero in my mind and in our team's mind, and we have you following the hero's journey just as you will have your clients following the hero's journey. So how does your journey in the Advisor Pack Monthly program line up with the hero's journey? Well, you were in the ordinary world. You were unaware of this concept of Advisor Pact. You just, you know, you were just performing the business the way you'd always been trained to do it and the way you envisioned that the business should be. So you're just in the ordinary world, operating your business in the ordinary way or your way. Then you realize there's more. Either something positive happens. Maybe you see an advisor that's maybe at the top of the profession. You actually have a mentor, or you see somebody and you go, wow, there's more to this business than I ever realized. There's either bigger clients or there's more that I could be doing for clients, and it begins to consume you wondering what that is. So once you realize that there's more you could be offering, you know, you may be the type to say, I can't sleep until I know what that is, you know, how I could be providing more value to my clients or whatever. Or it could be a negative situation. Frankly, it was that way for me back in 1999. A client fired me. And it was a client that I respected a lot, and a client that formerly had been a client that loved us and me and what we did for them, and it was a big emotional experience for me where it was a negative experience where I looked at my business and I just shook my head and I thought, how could someone go from being an ideal client who loves everything and feels extraordinary value in what we do, but yet over time that got eroded and then something happened and they changed their opinion and then left us, fired us and went to go work with another advisor. So you can have a positive experience seeing that there's more out there, or it could be a negative experience that just in my case, it was at the snap of a finger, you realize this business model I've created is not as good as it should be. And or in my case, I built a really stupid business model and I had to fix it. I just couldn't sleep until I fixed things. But anyway, one way or the other, the call to adventure, you realize there's more. Typically, you found out about us either from another advisor or you experienced one of our pieces of content somewhere along the line and you started reading about what we're saying and you became vaguely aware of us and what we're doing. But at some point you realize there's more and that there is a mentor. You found us, you found this program and you started getting into it and you realize that there's this process, this method where you can, on the back end, you can line things up to create a business that is perfectly aligned with what the affluent want and can't find anywhere. And then on the front end, you create an extraordinary experience so that the way your clients experience that radically different business model is in a different manner. And that's what we're talking about today. You're helping the client follow the hero's journey. So what you found us, that's the, and the crossing the threshold is you make the commitment to Advisor Pact and you have in joining this program, you either have, or you're seriously considering, you're trying to figure out how to do it. Make an Advisor Pact with each and every one of your best or ideal clients. So you realize that basically, if you don't do anything else, if you don't change your business model, if you don't even offer comprehensive financial services, if all you do is at that moment of the conversion experience, you decide, that's it. I'm going to make an advisor pact with each and every one of my ideal clients. And you realize that just filtering then from that moment on, everything you do for clients through this advisor pact filter can literally change everything from a client perspective. In other words, by doing nothing else, implementing nothing more in our program than just, you know, basically a commitment to protection, attention, coordination, and transparency. If you really deliver on that, that will radically differentiate you immediately from every other advisor that your potential clients could work with, because you know you're every time, every deliverable that you offer, everything that you do before you open a mouth to your client and say anything, you're filtering it through and you're thinking, how does what I'm about to say actually protect my client? Does it add to their protection or does it take away from their protection? Or does it protect them less or more? In other words, everything you do is filtered through each of these factors, in this case, protection, and you don't do anything. You don't offer a deliverable. You don't say anything. You don't recommend anything unless it protects the client. It has the impact of protecting them more. And then you filter it through attention. So you think about everything you do and you think, if I do things this way for a client, am I paying more attention or less attention to the client? So you're filtering everything you say, everything you do, everything you, every way you behave in with a client is filtered through protection and attention so that you're paying closer attention to your clients than any other advisor in town. And so just by doing that, you've radically differentiated yourself, even without changing your business model or anything else. Coordination, you know, your pledge to, you know, every client's got things in their mind that they want to accomplish. Well, just the fact that you're creating an overarching strategy. You're basically documenting what the client's trying to accomplish financially. You're establishing the goals in writing. You're creating a comprehensive written lifetime financial strategy for each and every client. And you're committing you're acknowledging that the client, even if you don't build your team yet, you acknowledge that every affluent person already has financial people in their life. They have an accountant. They have typically, estate planning lawyer, definitely insurance agents. If all you do is commit to meeting those people and explaining to them that, you know, that the client has hired you to, you know, to help protect them, pay attention, coordinate everything, and that basically explain to them that up until now, you know, nobody on the team has been talking to each other. And so you step in and just offer, even if it's just to coordinate the people that are already there, that radically differentiates you. No affluent client has ever had an advisor saying, hey, I will regularly call your accountant and make sure that everything they're doing is well aligned with every other member of your team, and to call the client's insurance agents and to introduce yourself and to say, hey, before you make any recommendations in the future, please run them by me, because what we're trying to do is get the team to work together and talk to each other before they make any recommendations to the client, so that everything is perfectly aligned with the client's objectives. So just your willingness to do this coordination, and even if you don't build a team yet, that commitment completely differentiates you from every other advisor that affluent clients have ever talked to. And then finally, transparency. This is a huge complaint that affluent clients have. You know, there are hidden fees. They don't know exactly what they're paying. Anyway, your commitment to transparency is you don't say anything. You don't do anything. You analyze every financial product and every financial person in the client's life to make sure that it's crystal clear exactly what the client's paying. So you're declaring war against hidden fees. And even if it's financial products that you had a hand in, you're making a commitment to your ideal clients to be transparent. And it's this advisor pact: protection, attention, coordination, and transparency. These are the four things that even before you build a team or do anything else, if all you did was just filter everything you do through advisor pact, that right there is going to radically differentiate you and create an experience that's different, you know, unlike anything that any client has ever encountered. So, you know, if you just focus on the mindset changes that you need to make in your business, forget about any business model changes or any improvements to the actual business model of the way you do business. If you push all that off till later and just focus on the mindset, this whole idea of after you've made the advisor pact pledge, that's where you cross the line and the threshold and you make a decision that your mindset's going to be different as you approach clients. And just that right there is going to radically differentiate you. The very first thing you do, and it doesn't require a business model change, it's just a commitment on your part. It's a mindset change. It's a commitment to begin doing more for clients. It's a realization that clients want more. They want better services. They want more services. They want a lot more. You begin doing more. And that's coming to the rescue. That's your, in the hero's journey, that's your coming to the rescue. And then, so then what's the adversity? You begin countering adversity in the hero's journey. Well, in our model, usually the adversity first happens when you realize that you can't do more for everyone. So, you know, it really depends on how many ideal clients you have versus non-ideal clients, how many clients that when you sit down, we have the annual recurring revenue exercise as one of the first monthly projects that we have you working on. And in part, that's, an exercise where you establish of your existing clients, which ones are ideal, which ones are not ideal, which are the clients that are profitable. We have you go through that exercise and acknowledge if there are any clients you've currently got that are not profitable on an annual basis. And you realize you can't do more for everyone. So it's this idea and premise in our model that you start carving out the ideal clients and you just focus on the ideal clients. You don't do more for the non-ideal clients or the not profitable clients, either one. You the beginning, the how you encounter adversity The way you dig out of that in our model is the realization that, yes, you're going to do more, but you're going to focus on the clients that are paying the most. We call this the law of the crucial few in the Advisor Pack Monthly program. It's also known as the 80-20 rule. We basically get you to focus on, you know, let's call it the 20% of your clients that represent 80% of your revenue. You know, it's true in almost every financial advisor's business, or it will be, that a small handful of clients represent an extraordinarily large amount of the revenue, total revenue, and that you right-size your time. And that's how you address adversity, that basically you're, if you, let's say you have 20% of your clients of which 80% of your revenue is attributable to that small handful of clients, you're going to spend 80% of your time with that 20% of the client, that top 20%. And as far as what do you do with the bottom 80%? Well, you're going to commit in this point of the program, when you hit adversity, you're going to right-size your time and you're going to agree to only invest 20% of your time during the week, focusing on and serving the 80% of your clients that only represent 20% of the revenue. So you're going to flip your time. You're going to spend most of your time with clients that are paying the most revenue. You're going to spend very little time or disengage, however you decide to do it, from clients that are paying that are not paying the top. They're not the clients that are driving the revenue of your firm, and you're not going to spend as much time with them. So that's how you deal with adversity in our program. Then the superhero team, the Avengers, you know, the swooping in with, you know, a skilled team of subject matter experts. This is our deliverables team recruitment process. We have a 12-step process. We walk you right through it. We show you exactly how every 60 days to build a new superhero, to add a new superhero to your team so that, you know, you are adding a new skilled subject matter expert every 60 days until your team is built. You have all five subject matter experts. And then the slay the dragon part is, you know, at that point, once you've gone through the hero's journey in our program, you are indispensable from a client perspective. And from their perspective, you're the only game in town. So you're doing, not only are you delivering something that is not available from any other advisor or anywhere else for that matter, but you're delivering it in such a way that it's an extraordinary experience. And your clients take over the marketing of your firm. They can't resist sharing what you do with everyone that they know and love and care about. And they explain to all their friends that you're a financial services monopoly. I mean, they just laugh when their friends and family say, oh, I've got someone already doing all that stuff. And they just laugh and they go, not like this. This advisor is the only game in town. You may think you have a financial advisor, but you have no idea what you're talking about until you meet my financial advisor and not only what they do, but the way they do it. And so your goal is, through our program, to become a financial services monopoly. And so that's it. That's the hero's journey. That's the goal for today. The goal for today was for you to have a paradigm shift in your mind that, you know, most advisors have a very ordinary, mediocre, procedural experience for the client. If you ask clients, even clients that are happy with their advisor, what was the experience like when you first started working with the advisor, like the first month, the first 90 days, the first year. Even clients who are thrilled with their advisor are not going to, they're not going to describe an extraordinary experience typically. It's procedural. You know, it's, oh, they sat down, we gathered all our documents, we went through and established some goals, and then we started meeting. Probably too often. We're meeting quarterly. So clients complain about the frequency of meetings, and then they end up in the meetings themselves complaining about, you know, the topics are not the critical topics that the client thinks are important. You know, they talk about less important issues like the markets and the performance of investments, and they spend less time in the meetings talking about things that matter most to the clients, like connecting their values to their goals and progress towards their goals and what they actually need to be doing to remain on track to everything, and what can they be doing to make better financial decisions? You know, these are the quality of the content and the conversations that you have in the meetings are in our program are far and above. They're specifically designed to create an extraordinary experience in the client. So the goal today was to get you to start thinking of your client as the hero and to think of us as the mentor, helping you be the mentor to your clients, allowing the hero's journey to unfold for your clients. And in that process, you becoming radically different from any other advisor in your area so that you're the only game in town. Well, that's it for the Advisor Pack monthly session this month. And until next time, I'm Mark Little. We wish you all the best in implementing.